After a day of talks, consensus emerged on two main issues, trying to bring at least some members of the Taliban into the Afghan government fold and strengthen efforts to get the Afghans to take over responsibility for their own security. At a closing news conference, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said the conference had delivered a unified strategy.
I believe that 65 or 70 foreign ministers will leave today's conference very clear, not just about the challenges in Afghanistan, but how they will be met, first of all by the Afghan authorities, but critically with the support of the international community.
A process of reconciliation envisions getting Taliban fighters to renounce violence, come over to the government side, and reintegrate into society. It's a plan high on the agenda and was outlined by Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
We must reach out to all of our countrymen, especially our disenchanted brothers, who are not part of Al-Qaeda or other terrorist networks, who accept Afghan's constitution.
President Karzai said he would convene a traditional peace council for the purpose. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the United States welcomes the effort.
We expect that a lot of the foot soldiers on the battlefield will be leaving the Taliban because many of them have wanted to leave. Many of them are tired of fighting.
The conference pledged $140 million for a special fund to help facilitate the reconciliation process. The United States and its allies have more than 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, with more on the way. But with waning domestic public support for the war, foreign powers are eager to bring the conflict to an end. Afghanization is part of that strategy, as outlined at the conference by British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
Building up the Afghan institutions, the army, the police, civilian government, so that as they become stronger, we can hand over to them the responsibility of tackling terrorism and extremism, and our forces can start to come home.
Delegates here would like to see the process of handing over to Afghan forces begin later this year. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.